Tay stood deep in thought, rocking slightly from side to side, arms folded on his chest. Then, slowly, almost tentatively, he turned to Hegel.
Nesteri's talking sense,
he said. Hegel didn't answer. He stood mesmerized with the rest of his will, fighting the fervent, crushing desire to forget all reason and logic and just go. Everything he ever loved was there, so close, so close. The fields and the skies of his childhood calling to him. Memories flashed through his mind of the people, the places, and the times he so madly missed. Only one step and he could be back home where his family waited for him. He could be there with them, for them, see their faces again, right now. He could read Natia, his sweet younger sister, her favourite bedtime stories. She would always ask if he had written any new. It's only one step. There's an unfinished novel on the desk in his room. One step. A miracle he didn't even dare to pray for. His dearest wish could come true. Now. Now. He could do it. He could. He can. He will. Go for it. Go.
Hegel?
Tay's voice shattered the spell. Hegel flinched. A different memory burst into his mind. Unwanted. Uninvited. He tried to banish it, but it came back more vivid. The memory of Morionwe. Tay's story. The hell he must have been through. The pain that had scarred his soul and robbed him of all he used to be. And yet, Tay did not fail. Now it was Hegel's turn to show what he was made of. His loyalty and honour put to the test. If he yielded to his longing now, how could he ever call himself a warrior? If he forgot his duty and ran away like a child?
One day, you will face a choice that is greater than yourself,
his father told him once.
Remember this. Never choose what's convenient. Choose what's right. It can be hard, but the truth is hard sometimes.